Hi, this is Sam Bisbee. I'm a senior doing stuff person here at Cloudant, which means I get to do everything from writing code and taking care of systems to writing documentation and taking care of customers.
Okay, so you're pretty much customer facing or just the whole gamut?
Well, whole gamut.
Okay, and Mike?
And I'm Mike Roberg. I'm a communications manager here at Cloudant.
Excellent.
So I do like public relations and, you know, blogging, that good stuff.
Okay, so you're definitely more public facing. And do you play any technical role?
Nope. Aside from knowing how to write very bad Java code, they don't let me touch the product.
Yeah. He touches Twitter. That's enough technology for him.
Thanks, bud.
Okay.
I'm doing my database homework right now. So.
It's nice to meet a happy team. So, you guys are involved with open source. You better start by giving us the title of your talk and telling us what it's about.
Sure. So, we're doing a half-day training session introducing people to Apache CouchDB, the NoSQL database project that's been around for many years now.
Yep.
And so working through some the basic API, but doing a lot of example work and kind of lab-based work. And, you know, at a high level, it's going to be some the basics, but it's also going to be fairly architectural in that we're going to show you how this impacts your production day-to-day life.
Excellent. So what would someone expect to learn coming to your tutorial?
So everything from kind of best practices of working with CouchDB to an introduction to the API, how to do master-master replication. So really trying to focus on best practices of both the API and especially the data modeling. And the data modeling piece is nice because it's also applicable to non-CouchDB NoSQL products.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the modeling can't just be used with CouchDB. You can use it with other NoSQL databases, like MongoDB, for example?
Yeah, there's some crossover into MongoDB or Hadoop or some of the other guys. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. So again, there's this idea of perhaps a layer of technology that leaves you more independent, if not totally independent, of the underlying provision.
Absolutely. The interesting thing is, you know, for so long we've kind of been trained to think in two dimensions of rows and columns.
Yep.
And, you know, there's been a lot of work on that. And whenever we needed to start doing data modeling with more than just those dimensions, it got to be a fairly operational, administrative, heavy task.
Oh, sure.
And now we're dealing with all these crazy graphs, and, you know, if you're a good developer doing third normal form, you know, it's going to help you, but it's also going to increase the maintenance. And
well,
so we're now kind of looking at a more fluid, schemaless, you know, it's all JSON-based, and so now we're starting to look at data modeling in our data storage that's closer to how we model data in the real world or the physical world. Let's be clear that when all these databases say that they're schemaless, they're not saying that you're querying with chaos theory, right? You know, your data inherently has some schema to it.
Yeah.
It's just more or less allowing the developer and application code to naturally evolve that schema over time, which vastly reduces the price to iteration with your application.
Right, so it allows you to take an agile approach to database design in that sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think then also adding on some of the unique features of CouchDB, you know, where it fits in with the CAP theorem and eventual consistency, and it's the way it does ACID transactions as a result of that, it lends itself very naturally to providing a horizontally scalable database, which is traditionally a very difficult thing operationally with databases.
Yeah.
And then being able to take that concept and spread it across multiple data centers, where you're able to accept both read and write transactions at both data centers, creating a fully master-to-master, highly available setup, which, you know, if you've ever tried to do that with Postgres or Oracle or, you know, even some of the NoSQL databases like Mongo, you're going to be tearing your hair out. It's absolutely horrendous experience.
Yeah, there are some things they're good at and some things they're not.
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you sound very enthusiastic about the technology. It sounds to me as though it would have a very broad range of application.
Yeah, you know, that's the great thing. I think a lot of people think that NoSQL databases are very siloed, and I think that's because they tend to think first of Hadoop or key value stores in memory when they start to think about NoSQL.
Yep.
The reality is that, you know, Tengen showed it with Mongo, and I think that Claudin has been showing it with CouchDB and its modified versions of it, like BigCouch, that these can be much more broadly applicable. Yeah.
Good. So how did you guys become involved with the Apache Software Foundation? Was CouchDB originally your project?
No. So it really goes back to the company's inception. The two-liner history is that it was founded by a couple of PhD students at MIT who were working with CERN on the Large Hadron Collider. And their experiments, you know, they like to say that their experiments were generating a petabyte a second.
Yep.
And then they were doing analysis on it. So, you know, they kind of went forth into the internet to find good data storage and analysis options. And they came across Apache CouchDB. But they found that, you know, they wanted to modify in some ways for different scenarios. And so they created what's called Big Couch.
How fortunate it was open source.
Yeah, it's still open source. And so Big Couch is distributed CouchDB.
Excellent.
Using Dynamo-style quorums. And it's being contributed back by Claudin into Apache CouchDB. And so Claudin itself then provides essentially Big Couch plus some special sauce that is a managed distributed database as a service, right? So
yep.
we maintain it 24/7. We tell people when they're doing queries poorly. And we've been able to work with vendors to kind of create this distributed database as a service network across multiple cloud providers.
So that really sounds as though it's got a future. How long ago was Claudin founded?
Claudin graduated from Y Combinator in 2008.
Oh, I didn't know
Y Combinator was still in the great MIT on the East Coast, and
yeah.
Before it decided to you know, go slum it on the West Coast.
Oh, thank you very much. So you're talking to a Portland resident, you know.
Oh, no problem. I'm completely fine with what I said.
Oh, yeah. An equal opportunity insulter.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. So what is it, what do you guys feel is, I mean, you're clearly fairly commercially oriented. What do you guys see as the value of working with open source software and with contributing? What do you get back from pushing the big cloud software out into the free world, so to speak?
I think, you know, there's the kind of you know, going back to the old days of open source and looking at, you know, Cathedral and Bazaar of, you know, more eyeballs kills more bugs.
Yep.
Which is a slight misquote, but I haven't read ESR in a long time.
No, it's good enough.
All right, thank you. And so, you know, there's those basic benefits, but at a higher level, we believe very strongly in building a community through open means. You know, we're not big believers in we need to white knuckle control everything. You know, absolutely, we'll move as responsible corporate citizens in the directions that we feel our customers need us to. But we're always going to be contributing code back, especially since those are our roots, right? We were able to stand on the shoulders of giants
Right.
And so we owe it back to the community to continue contributing code. You know, of course, one of those pieces is that we've been lucky enough to employ about one-third of the CouchDB PMC.
Yeah.
We regularly contribute to conferences, and, you know, we held the CouchDB Summit here in Boston last year, and that was really great in getting to bring the community of both users and core developers together to kind of think about where where's the project going, where is forward-thinking NoSQL and big data solutions going. Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of interesting conversations on that topic at ApacheCon at the end of February. Have you guys ever been to Portland before? You don't sound terribly enthusiastic about visiting the left-hand side.
Oh, but that's the thing, is I travel out there so often. That's why I feel the way I do.
Okay. I can forgive you. I've spent 2 years of merciless travel both to and from between the East and the West Coast and over the Atlantic as well. And I'm currently basking in 9 weeks without having to travel. So I'm sorry, you were going to say.
No, I've not been to Portland yet. It's been one of the places I've always wanted to go and explore. So I've not been to ApacheCon either. I almost went last year, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm checking off several items on the bucket list.
Oh, well, that's excellent. And in Portland's favor, I would say it's a fabulous place. I don't know whether you've ever heard the slogan, "Keep Portland Weird."
Yes, I did. You guys were getting invaded by too many hipsters, I believe it was, and so you wanted to start stemming the tide of immigration.
Well, I don't know. I think probably there's some feeling that the weirdness keeps the wrong people away, but nevertheless, it's gently weird, I think. It's weird in a kind way, and I'm hoping that everyone who comes to ApacheCon will get a good taste of Portland and want to come back. Presumably you guys are fairly experienced speakers?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I spent so much time last year on the road was doing this presentation in both meetups, but also for, you know, corporate training with more of a cloud event to it. Looking forward to being able to do it in a whole new state.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very worthwhile tutorial, and at an exceptionally good price as well. Okay, Mike Broberg, Sam Bisbee, thanks very much indeed for your time, and I hope we'll meet each other in Portland shortly.